Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program from the Surrey County and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are.
I am indeed. Thank you so much for joining us. And Carmen, I didn't realize this, but July is National Berries Month.
Yes. Summer brings us lots of really special treats, and berries just happen to be one of my favorites. We are really fortunate right now. Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, they're all in season, and they are absolutely delicious.
Oh, yes, they are. They taste so good, but also, Carmen, I understand there are lots of other benefits to including berries in our everyday diets.
Berries are full of vitamins and minerals, and many of these are classified as antioxidants. Researchers from the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, have found that blueberries, cranberries, blackberries, raspberries, and strawberries were among the top 11 foods for antioxidant activity.
Wow.
Antioxidants actually may help increase our immune function and protect against cancer and heart disease. So that's a positive. So not only do they taste great, they have some wonderful health benefits for us as well. They're a good source of fiber. Just an example, raspberries for one cup have 8 grams of fiber and just 15 grams of carbohydrates. So
wow.
a real good bang for your buck.
Berries are indeed good and good for you. Could you, Carmen, share some tips on how we can increase our berry consumption, what might make it easier for us?
Sure. Well, one of the positives is that they really don't require a lot of extra effort to prepare. They're naturally sweet. In most cases, you just have to wash them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't always have to be fresh. You can actually keep a variety of frozen berries on hand that you could put in yogurt, oatmeal, smoothies. If you just blend some fat-free or low-fat milk or yogurt with fresh berries or frozen berries, you get a great smoothie, which is so refreshing on these hot days.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like to keep dried fruit, dried berries, in my car. I have some in my desk. I keep them in my purse. Recently, my family took a hike at Pilot Mountain that lasted a little bit longer than we had planned, and that bag of dried fruit that I took basically saved the day. My family would have thought they were going to starve if they hadn't had that little bit of extra snack to help get us through that.
Great, yeah. Are the dried berries, they are also really good in all these things that are healthy for us, too?
They are. We just have to pay attention to the portion sizes. Mm. One of our favorite is the cranberries, the craisins, those type of things. And the serving size for dried fruit, of course, is quite a bit smaller than what fresh fruit is. You think about how compact it becomes when it's dried, and you don't need as many for a serving. So we just want to make sure we don't go overboard.
Okay.
But there's a lot of things we can do to add berries to foods that we already eat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great way to just incorporate a little bit of extra fruit. You can try adding some sliced strawberries to some whole grain cereal, stir some raspberries into yogurt, or sprinkle some berries on a salad.
Oh, yeah, great idea. How about if I say they're very expensive berries?
Well, and that's a problem. They are kind of expensive, but sometimes we can stretch them a little bit further. One of the projects that we've had this summer has been Chef and Child, and the kids were really excited that they got to use some berries. We actually did kebabs. Skewer sticks are not very expensive, and when you're just threading some berries along with maybe some less expensive items like apple pieces or watermelon, you get a really pretty skewer stick that tastes great, but you're not just eating all berries.
Yeah.
So that's a good way that you can stretch those berries a little bit further. You can also grill those fruit kebabs. So just choose some fruits that you think might taste good once they're grilled, and grilling will enhance the flavor. So that would be another thing to try for.
What kind of things would you grill, though? What type of fruits would you grill?
You could do pineapple chunks. You could do bananas, peaches.
Mm.
It is amazing how delicious fruits are grilled, and putting some berries in there with it would just make it even better.
Absolutely. Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's the extension agent with the Surrey County and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, and this is National Berries Month, and, well, we're talking berries. So, Carmen, Have any hints as to what to look for when we are actually shopping for berries?
Since they are a little bit more expensive, we definitely want to make sure we get good ones. So when we're looking at those containers of berries, avoid buying any that are bruised or any berries that look like they're oozing. Make sure you turn the container over and check the berries at the bottom as well. So, you know, do as much visual inspection as you can. Look for firm, plump, full-cover berries. And once you get them home, keep them in the refrigerator covered until you're ready to serve them. They're last, you know, longer. You really don't want to wash them until you're ready to eat them. But once you wash them, use clean running water, of course. Rub, use a little hand motion to get any debris off, and then pat dry with a paper towel. You don't want to leave them in the refrigerator wet, or they will have a tendency to mold.
Oh, yeah. How difficult is it to preserve fresh berries if you do want to use them later on?
Well, it's really easy, and that's one of the positives. When you have the berries in season this time of year, it's a great time to purchase those and bring them home and put them in your freezer. So all that you would do is just wash those berries, put them in a colander, run some water over them, pick out any damaged berries, leaves, stems, anything that you don't want to freeze. You can actually shake some of the water off when it's in the colander, pat dry with those paper towels again, and then spread the berries on a cookie sheet. I like to line mine with parchment paper or wax paper. Yeah. Spread your berries in a single layer, stick them in the freezer. If you're a little bit short on space, you can actually do two layers. You could put down your parchment paper, a layer of berries, another layer of parchment paper, another layer of berries, stick it in the freezer. Once they're frozen, get that tray of berries out and dump them into a Ziploc bag, a freezer container, whatever you find that, you know, works best for you to store things in your freezer. If you have a vacuum sealer, you could use that. And then when you're ready to use them, you can just dump out the number of berries that you need, and you can enjoy them all winter long.
We love freezing blueberries at our house and use them for, well, as you say, all winter long. Yeah, so it's great. Our guest, Carmen Long, with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey and Allegheny County. And I'm thinking, Carmen, that you might have some berry recipes you could share with us today.
I've got a couple that I thought might be easy enough that people wouldn't even need to write them down. You could just remember. When you were talking about frozen blueberries, it brings back memories. When I was a kid, my mom used to have to hide the key to the freezer because my brother and I would get in there and just eat frozen blueberries by the handful. They were just delicious. So when you think about having a recipe, You can basically just eat the berries plain, but there's a lot of fun things you can do with them as well. One of the recipes that I saw recently, and I actually tried this weekend, and it was delicious, was an upside-down berry sundae. And when I saw the title of the recipe, I thought, wonder what that is. Actually, it's just ice cream sundaes with berries in reverse. So instead of having a big bowl of ice cream with a few berries sprinkled on the top, you have a nice-sized bowl of berries with just one scoop of ice cream on top of the berries.
Ah.
So it's just in reverse. So when you think about that, the cup of blueberries or raspberries, whatever kind of berries you might want to have, is only going to have around 75 calories.
Right.
And if you add half a cup of ice cream to that, that would be about 100 more. So for 175 calories, you've got a delicious snack.
Mm-hmm.
If we think about that in reverse and had a big bowl of ice cream, that could easily be 200-300 calories, and then the 75 calories from the berries. So
big difference. Yeah.
There's a big difference there. So our taste buds are going to be a lot happier if we have that upside-down berry sundae rather than the traditional way. And another recipe that we used recently at Reese Community Center were berry yogurt cones. And I had never put yogurt in ice cream cones until this summer, but I have found out it works great, especially if you use Greek yogurt, and which is full of protein and tastes great. It's a little bit thicker than traditional yogurt, so it stays in your cone really well. But use a small flat bottom cake ice cream cone.
Right.
Put a little scoop of yogurt in the bottom, put some berries in, and continue to layer more yogurt, more berries. You can sprinkle some granola on the top if you want to, and then you have a treat that is ready to just take with you on the go. It's a portable snack. No dishes to wash, that's a plus, and it tastes great. So if you need a little something cool on these hot summer days, make an upside-down berry sundae or a yogurt cone with granola and yogurt and fruit, and you have a delicious snack that's very nutritious, too.
Knew I could count on you for some great ideas. If folks have any questions or maybe want to get more ideas from you or the Cooperative Extension, they can contact you how, Carmen?
Sure. At the Surrey Center, we are at 336-401-8025. Mm-hmm. And in Allegheny, it's 336-372-5597. And we welcome any questions that people might have. If they have ideas or ways that they could incorporate more berries in their diet, let us know, and we can add those to our list.
I say let's all enjoy National Berries Month.
Carmen Long. It sounds good, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Carmen Long, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to our next visit.
Thanks. Have a great day, Danny.
Thank you. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.